You know that auto signature that magically appears every time you send out an email? Well, today we're going to talk about one like really simple modification that you can make that will help you generate more opportunities. My name is Paul Castain, and I'm the author of the Your Sales Playbook blog and your host for the Sales Playbook podcast. I've personally trained over 10,000 sales reps, sales leaders, and business owners to sell more. So get your playbooks ready because school is now in session. So our topic, once again, is how you can take your auto signature and create opportunity. So you guys know how I like to roll. Not a lot of time dicking around and getting to the point and taking 10 minutes to tell you what I'm going to be talking about. Let's just jump in. So step number one, you want to open up your auto signature and, you know, like to that little setting where you can edit it. Step number two. You're going to go to your auto signature as it exists right now. And typically in the auto signature is your contact information, right? Your name and your title and your phone number and all that kind of stuff. And what you're going to do is right where that information ends, put a little space. And then you're going to put a PS after your contact information. So now, let me just say that again. You're going to open up your auto signature settings, right, so that you can edit it. Then you're going to scroll right down to where all that information is, the contact information that you have there now. And where it ends, you're going to put a little space, or maybe two spaces if you prefer. And then you're just going to put a PS in there after that. Now, that PS in and of itself, right? That's not the like big tip here. There's more to it. I hope you don't think that's it, right? Let's like, what the hell happened to Castain? Was he drinking today? Not yet, is the simple answer. And not enough. So what you're going to do there, in fact, for now, there are actually two different ways that you're going to be using this PS. And I want you to know there's actually lots of ways that you can use the PS, but right now, I want to keep it nice and simple. So let's talk about idea number one. Like, what the heck can we do with these PSs that Castain is talking about? So idea number one, you can raise awareness of other products and services that you offer. Let me say it again. Idea number one is that you're going to use that PS to raise awareness for other products and services that you offer. Now, before I tell you how to do this and some suggested ways that you can word this. Notice how I said suggested. By now, I'm hoping you guys know I'm not a big fan of like using a script or saying, all right, so it is written, so it is done. This is the way you have to do it. What I like to do with all of my clients is communicate the gist of the message and have you communicate it in a way that's true to who you are, your particular style and you know, your selling style and your personality and all that kind of good stuff. So, you know, before I get into that, I do want to raise a point. Did you ever get the feeling with some of your clients that, and I just talked about this the other day on my blog, by the way, that they have pigeonholed you? And what I mean by that is that they look at you and they're not doing this intentionally. And they look at you as a supplier or a vendor or someone they go to for one particular thing, or maybe two particular things. But meanwhile, they're buying several other things with your competitors. And they've got you pigeonholed into being the vendor for business cards or the vendor for, you know, maybe their catalogs. But meanwhile, they're doing all this other work. Well, it's no different in my business, by the way, because there's several things that I offer my clients. I mean, in fact, let me give you examples of how I could be pigeonholed by my clients. One way is that I have a lot of people who hire me to come out and train their sales teams, or this time of year especially, I come out and I do a lot of what we call kickoff meetings, where I come out and I'm doing a speech and workshops and getting the troops all riled up to go out and kick a bunch of asses in 2017. Now, that's awesome and I appreciate it, but some of these people have viewed me only as the person that they call for those types of things. And meanwhile, I offer one-on-one coaching. Meanwhile, I offer all these online courses and webinars. I do consulting. So there's a ton of work that I do above and beyond that. Again, now what we're talking about here is not an intentional thing. It's not a negative thing. It's not something really for us to sit around and complain about. Really what it is, it's an opportunity to get some other products and services into that account. And by the way, I really feel that that helps solidify and makes you less vulnerable, because if you're not communicating it, and they don't understand that you can supply those things, and they're going to someone else, and they decide to have the conversation, like in my example, like about coaching and things like that, and how it would benefit them, keeping it all under one roof. Well, I could be out of that speaking gig every year or twice a year or whatever it is. So what we want to do is open that door, and we want to do it in a way that isn't sleazy or salesy, or like every time we bump into them, it doesn't seem like we're giving them like a glorified infomercial. So a few ways that we might use the PS to raise awareness. So the first one is right out of my business. So what I could do for my coaching products to raise awareness, I could have a PS in there that's something along the lines of, PS, everyone needs a coach. To learn more about my one-on-one coaching program, click here, and I could have the click here hyperlinked right over to my coaching page. So that's the first way that I could do it. Now, I have a lot of friends in the printing industry. So a lot of them, I've seen them do things along like these lines. P.S. Ask me about how you can increase your response rates. So again, it could be P.S. Ask me about how you can increase your response rates. Now, it's very important for you to understand the technique that's being used here and why it works so well. So this way, you can take the technique, modify it for, again, your style, your personality, but more specifically, what you're selling. What's really important about this technique that's being used here is that intrigue is being created. In essence, you've given them a potato chip and you've made them hungry and you've promised the rest of the bag. So what we've done here is we're hinting at a result. We haven't come right out and said that we've got these great direct mail campaigns, or we've got these awesome marketing services, or, you know, all these other things, right? So, you know, cross media, whatever. So what they've done here is utilized intrigue by hinting at a result. So let me say again what they're doing. P.S. Ask me about how you can increase your response rates. Or sometimes I've seen, ask me about how you can get double-digit response rates on your next campaign. Something like that, where it's like, you know, the brain, it's an amazing thing that we forget about with the brain. The brain loves a good mystery, but has this need almost to the point of obsession to resolve that. It doesn't like open-ended things and unresolved things. So it's almost like when you put that seed in there of intrigue into the brain, you could be moving on doing other things, but then it just keeps going back to it. Have you ever had that happen, by the way? I know I've had that happen. And I think, and I don't want to go use the same example that I did a few weeks ago here, but I had a friend of mine, and we were just like, we hadn't seen each other in years. And we had met under some really unfortunate circumstances. His brother had passed away, and we were all really, really close many years ago. In fact, we were all in a band together, and the guy that I was meeting with was the drummer. The person who passed away was the guitar player and the lead singer in the band, and you know, unfortunately, he had passed away. And I'm sitting with his brother, and we're catching up and reminiscing and everything else. And I was like, hey, man, before we forget, we got to, you know, so another 25 years or whatever doesn't go by, we got to get each other's phone numbers and everything. So he says, all right, man, you know, what's your phone number? I give him the phone number. And all of a sudden, he goes, like, what the hell is this? Holy crap. And he, like, shows me his phone, and it automatically comes up with my name, Paul Castain. And it shows that I was already a contact in his phone. And we hadn't spoken in 25 years. And it was almost like a bad Seinfeld episode. Here we are. Very sad set of events. And, you know, we're hanging out kind of in the lobby and talking. And here we are telling stories about his brother and the old days in the band and all the antics and, you know, things that we went through, even like, you know, like the brawls that we got into in the band and drunken things that happened and everything else that I'll deny if you guys ever bring it up. And, you know, we're sitting there. We just kept coming back to it. Like, why is that? Like, why is that there? And finally, it was like, I think it was like a week or two later, I realized what the hell it was. I was still thinking about it. He was still thinking about it. And like I remembered, oh, the reason why that popped up is because we were friends on Facebook, and Facebook, you know, maybe it's the way we have our settings, because we were already contacts there, it showed in your phone as, you know, us having an existing contact because of Facebook. But, you know, the point is that the brain was still doing this. Now, maybe that's more of a testimonial to your Uncle Paul here being a little bit too obsessive and his buddy, his old drummer, being the same way. But I think there is something in there about human nature. I hope so, because otherwise I just told you a damn story that makes me look like a nut job. So, I mean, hey, wouldn't be the last or the first, right? So the other way that you can do this, I do a lot of work in the software industry. And one thing that perhaps might make sense if you were to sell to IT folks, it might be PS. Hackers don't take the holidays off. Click here to learn how we can protect you. So what we've done here, again, is we've used the PS to create intrigue, kind of present a mystery, make them hungry through the use of potato chips, and open their eyes to like other opportunities that we can offer them. It's the beauty of this, again, is the fact that it's a real like soft sell. Now, I want to be very clear. This doesn't take the place of your conversations and when you're meeting with people face to face. It's kind of a set it and forget it reinforcement mechanism. This should be reinforcing messages that you're giving them in their day to day. Now, you know, the one thing that I want to say to, you know, before we move on to some other points, and I wrote about this the other day on my blog, and what we were talking about was how repetition is very, very important, especially in the world that we're living in. I mean, you've heard me talk about the attention span of the human race being about 8 seconds right now. We all know that we are bombarded by an inordinate amount of noise, and we're exposed to just a tremendous amount of information. You've heard me say how the average person is consuming 34 gigabytes of information each and every day. Now, again, you've heard me say that to put a visual on that, for those of you who don't know what the, because I didn't know what the heck that looks like, it's the equivalent of reading a novel and a half each and every day, just on the information you're consuming through email and, you know, visual things that you come across and advertisements and radio, all this kind of stuff. We're consuming the equivalent of 1.5 novels a day. And every 4 days, we're consuming the equivalent of War and Peace, which we know is just a tremendous amount of information. Every 4 days. Doing the whole War and Peace thing. So repetition is very, very important, because we have to conclude that people aren't running around thinking about Paul Castain all day. And what else could I be buying from Paul? And, you know, or that thing, you know, Paul's got this webinar coming up. I should be thinking about that. No, you guys are thinking about all kinds of things. So the importance of repetition in there is to bring something front and center, back up, that you should be thinking about. And the problem, see, it's kind of, in a way, a real catch-22, because on one hand, we need the repetition. They need the repetition. They depend on it because they're not thinking about us. And I mean, how many times have you've done a gentle reminder and you've even gotten a thank, oh, thank you, I completely forgot about this. I get it all the time, by the way, with the webinars that I do. I typically promote them for about 2 weeks, and I try to remind at the end of every single blog post. Every time that I do a podcast, at the end, I'll do just like a quick blurb about it. I'll do things on LinkedIn. I'll do a whole variety of things. And yet, no matter, I mean, I'm doing everything short of showing up in front of your home and like doing like graffiti in front of your house, like go to my webinar on December 15th and like, you know, like, or even like walking down the road wearing like one of those old fashioned sandwich boards, you know, like go to my webinar and ring in a bell and, you know, say, hey, don't forget, sign up. I mean, seriously, like I go apeshit trying to get that message out. And still, I will have people, a ton of them, I mean, dozens of people, when I send the final reminder out the day of the webinar, saying to me, oh my gosh, thank you so much for the reminder, I'm signing up now. Or even other people saying to me, which is like the worst thing in the world for me, oh man, you should have told me before this. I mean, should have told you before this. Like, dude, it's like 75 times I told you in 2 weeks. I mean, short of being a royal pain in your ass, I was telling you that message. And I know they're legit. I don't think they're just like making it up because they don't want to hurt my feelings. Not this crowd. You guys would like hurt my feelings like instantly, right? You don't care about Uncle Paul here, right? You'd hurt my feelings. You know you would. Don't get me going on that. But anyway, seriously. So that repetition thing is really, really important. But the other thing that's really, really important is that when we're saying the same message over and over again, is it possible that we can condition people to tune us out? What do you guys think? If you hear the same thing over and over and over again, you can tune somebody out. That's why we have to change things up. And the PS is very important that you change it out. The key to the PS is that every 2 weeks you want to change it out. You want to have a different message. And there's all different ways that you can change it out. I'm not going to get into that right now. I'm only giving you two. There's actually a lot of ways to change out the PS, but you must change it out. You can't have the same message over and over again. Let me give you an example that I'm sure is going to hit home with many of you. Have you ever been in contact with someone that in their PS they had some kind of a little witty motivational quote or whatever it is, but they've had it in there for like 3 years, so there's no reason for you to keep looking if it's the same damn motivational thing? Or in the printing industry, here we go with me picking on the printing industry. You guys love to put these things about sustainability and all this, you know, hug a tree kind of stuff, and that's awesome, right? I'm not here to put it down. But if you've got the same message that you did like 4 years ago, I'm here to tell you it's time to update it, because you are conditioning people not to look. Why would you continue looking if it never changed? So that's why if you do it every 2 weeks, that's a big help. But here's some other things that you might want to consider in order to continue to make the eye, or two, if they have two eyes, go to your PS, right? So some visual things to consider. First of all, with the PS, definitely consider going with a larger font size, a different font altogether. You can go with a different color to the font. Like traditionally, we're going to send out the copy of our email is going to be black. So maybe what you could do, the PS itself could be red. You could italicize it and do that as well. Different size, different font. The other thing that's kind of interesting, two interesting things. Instead of the PS, you can substitute that out. I would not do it every time. The whole key here is variety, conditioning people to continually look at your PS. You could switch the PS every once in a while to an FYI, to a did you know? And I thought this was pretty interesting. I worked with a company a number of years ago, and what they did was they had – I almost like reminded me of like the old Batman show where like when they would punch somebody, it would be almost like comic book and it would say like bam or pow. And I think they either had the word bam or pow. It doesn't matter. I don't think there's any marketing significance. I mean, maybe we could like, you know, A-B test bam versus pow. I think it's going to come back the same, and I'm being a wise ass here. But you could take that word and put it almost in comic book form where it's like, you know, like a call out, and it looks like something you would look like in look at in a comic book. And then right next to it, you could have your message. So it could be like, pow, did you know, blah, 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 blah. Or it could be like, pow, you can get more impact. You see how cute I was there? I used like pow and impact. So this is why your Uncle Paul like never could go into advertising, because everybody would say that was awful. I want my money back. But anyway, I promised you two ideas. That was the first idea, right? Using the PS to raise awareness of other products and services that we offer. The second way that you can use the PS is to get more referrals. So my recommendation here is that once each and every quarter. So like four times a year. Heck, you could even do this four to six times a year if you'd like. You want to have a PS that asks for a referral. So let me say that again. Once a quarter, certainly you could do it four to six times a year. You could have a PS that asks for a referral. So let me give you an example of that. You could have one that's something along the lines of, PS, I love referrals. Who do you know who would benefit from my level of service? Something like that. Nice, short, and simple. Now, I want to be clear about something with this when it comes to referrals. This is not a substitute for actually like asking someone and having conversations where you're talking about referrals and who do you know and all that kind of stuff. But again, it's a gentle reminder that, you know, to refer you. And you know the old saying. If you don't ask, you don't get. So my suggestion to you is that you start asking more. You want this as a reinforcement of the conversations where hopefully you're asking for the referrals. Remember, people don't have you on the brain. They're not going around saying, how can I give Paul Castain more business? They're not going around saying, you know what? You know, it's a great day today. It's Sunday. Hey, who can I refer to my Uncle Paul? And then they wake up on, you know, Monday. Hey, it's a great day. Who can I refer to Uncle Paul? They don't. It doesn't work that way. We have to constantly remind people, and the key is to do it in a way that's gentle and not a pain in the ass and not the same message word for word and via the same form of outreach over and over again. This should be one of many ways that you prompt someone to give you a referral. So there's obviously a lot more that you can and should be doing with your PS. We're actually going to be talking about it during our How to Competitor Proof and Grow the Heck Out of Your Business webinar on December 15th at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Here's the plan very, very quickly. I'm not going to give you every single thing because I'd rather you took the time, visit the page that I have set up for it. But here are a few things that you could expect during our time together. We're going to talk about several areas that most reps miss completely that make them really vulnerable to their competitors. We're also going to talk about ways that you can completely wow the hell out of your clients and create an environment where it's absolutely ridiculous for them to entertain seeing any of your competitors, where it's like, thanks but no thanks, and you get that level of loyalty. We're going to talk about how you can cross-sell, upsell, and I'm going to show you one simple thing that you can do that will absolutely double and triple the amount of referrals that you're getting. We're going to talk about how to create client visits that benefit both you and your client at a much higher level. We're also going to discuss how to create and this is one of my favorite things, by the way, how we can create a stay in touch plan that keeps you from doing that god-awful calling to check in thing. We want to create a communication plan that creates a sense, and you guys know I love this word, of propinquity, where people feel very close to you and nearness and a kinship, and you're creating this awareness with them that's going to lead to a lot more business. And again, all without that crappy calling to check in thing. Too many people do. In fact, somebody had written me back when I was going off on a rant about this, and the person said, I just feel like every time somebody calls me to check in, I just want to say to them, like, what do you want, parole? I'm your parole officer or whatever. So anyway, for more information, I'd like for you to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/opportunity, and opportunity is spelled with all like lowercase letters. So once again, yoursalesplaybook.com/opportunity. With that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is a Castain Training Systems production. Visit us at www.yoursalesplaybook.com.